Thank you for calling, Gomez. My name is Priscilla. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. My name is William Jackson. I was doing the James Bond DB5 collection, and for some reason or other, I got a message saying they won't be sending the parts, but that was in December. I haven't received, that was the last item I received, and I haven't received anything or heard anything about it.
Okay, let me
I
look here at
wonder what.
counter. Do you have your account number?
Yeah, I have the account number here. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 3615-4130. And I think, and then dash 501.
Okay, just one second.
Uh-huh.
Can you confirm for me, sir, what is the name and the account and the address, please?
Yeah, William H. Jackson. Probably got Junior on there. And the address is 5504 Goose Pond Lane, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23455.
Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm seeing here the account for the James Bond DB5. Okay, it's showing that the issue number 17 is out of stock. So that's why you are not receiving any shipment because it's pending. Let me just check, sir, if we have an IET8 for this item. Just one second. Now, in the list, the ETA list that we have in the moment, it is not showing the number 17. It doesn't mean that I'm not coming back, sir. We are waiting to receive a new ETA information to the end of the month. But for now, unfortunately, we don't have a date when it's going to be available again.
It's been 4 months. Can't they just send the other parts, skip that one, and continue sending the others?
Yes, if you want to, we can skip. Just to explain how it works, once you skip an issue, an item, for this item to be back in your list, you have to contact us back to one skipped. Okay? Do you want to proceed to skip the item?
And do what? Have to start all over again?
No, sir. I'm just explaining. If you skip one item, the number 17, for this issue, the number 17 should be shipped to you. You have to contact us back to unskip them because it is not automatically in the system. Once you skip an item, it is skipped. They are not going to ship. So that's why you have to contact us back later to unskip and the item should be back in the list.
Okay, so basically, if I skip that item right now, and I get to a certain point and I haven't, well, y'all won't ship it, but I have to contact you back to let you know that it was skipped.
Yes, sir. You have to call us back to one skip. Yes.
Why is that? That's why they got computers put it on my records.
Yes,
that's
sir. It's just how it works. Unfortunately, it's just how it works.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I work with computers and ordering stuff and everything else. And I know that's not right.
It's just how the company works, sir. It's not how the computer
I know, that's
works.
What I'm saying. The company must not know what they're doing there. Because at least they could have contacted me and let me know something, but they didn't. I have to call y'all up to find out what's going wrong. Instead, the company should have sent something out saying what the problem was.
Okay,
okay?
Sir. Yes, sir.
That's what the problem is. That's what other companies do. If they don't have an order or something, they let us know. I know I seem like you don't want to listen to me, but that's okay. I'm going to let you know. And then I'm going to talk to somebody else later about this.
I'm going to listen to you, sir.
Well, with your sign and everything on the phone, that don't sound right. You don't want to be signing someone's ear when they're talking to you.
I'm going to listen to you, sir, and I'm going to give you the information. Do you want to skip the item? Or you prefer don't skip?
No, put in your notes. I want someone to contact me, and I need someone to talk to that's up higher than you about this. Okay. That's what I want. I want to talk to someone that could let me know exactly what is wrong. It's
there
been
is
4 months since that.
There
yeah,
is nothing
wrong at the part. It's been 4 months. It don't
yes,
take
sir.
That long to make parts.
Yes, sir. With the coronavirus situation, everything changed. So it's taking more time to the usual for if the item is out of stock. But like I said, there is not a problem. So I cannot ask someone to contact you to explain a problem that doesn't exist. Unfortunately,
you said the problem does exist because you don't have the part. So that is a problem.
No, the item is just out of stock, sir.
But why is it out of stock?
Because it's out of stock, sir. In this moment, it's out of stock.
That's got to be the reason why it's out of stock for 4 months. I'm paying my money monthly to try to get this thing built instead of just give me everything and I just pay you one lump sum.
You don't pay, sir, until the item is shipped. So you're not paying for anything that is not being delivered.
I know I'm not paying for anything that's not being shipped, but the idea, I've got parts here and I can't build the car.
Okay, but when you sign for the submission, sir, and they explain that the items can be delayed, it can be out of stock. This is something that when you sign up for this type of subscription and you have to agree with the terms and conditions, you have to be aware that this can happen.
It doesn't say anything about parts not being not delivered. It doesn't say anything.
And being out of stock, yes, it is in the terms and conditions.
No, I looked at that thing. It never said anything about anything being out of stock. I read all my terms and condition forms. Okay.
Yes, sir. Anything else?
No, I just want to get this car built. Because no need of me spending money, and I got parts here. I can't even finish the doggone car.
Understand,
and
sir.
They should know exactly when those parts should be available. It's been 4 months. Like I said before, when other companies don't have stuff in their warehouses or whatever, they let you know exactly when that stuff will be there, and then they let you know when it's going to be shipped to you. But your company can't do that, which is kind of crazy. Now I got another one coming in. I got another set coming in right now. It's the Star Trek ship, Enterprise ship now. And I don't want that to happen the same way again. I'll be halfway through a bill or parts not coming in and everything else. And then I'll be sitting here with two projects that I can't even finish because no one knows when the parts are going to be done. Someone knows, and that's what I need to find out, when and how long or how long. Exactly. Give me a date, not when it comes in.
Hey,
and you can put in the notes that I need to be contacted and let me know exactly that, too. Because if I have to wait a whole year for this, then there's going to be problems. I need a date.
Unfortunately, like I said, we don't have a date for now, sir.
Well, find one. Next time I call, I need to know. You let them know that. And they can call me. You got my number. You got my address. Send me an email, something, to let me know. I'm not yelling at you. I just have to yell, but it's not directed at you. It's at them. Because they should let y'all know something so you won't be trying just be saying you don't know. They need to let y'all know something so you can pass it on since they can't do it. Have a good day. Bye.
You too, sir. Thank you for calling, Gomez.